Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing.
Babble,
babble, babble, babble. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah. Hey, okay, welcome back.
And we're back.
We appreciate you hanging on for the second hour. In studio, Captain Don Taylor, Inshore Outdoors Fishing Charter.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jeff Altman.
Cousin Jeff.
American Trappers. Yeah, you got a critter, he'll get her.
Most of the time.
Yeah. And Captain Matt Chipperfield.
All
He's
right.
a captain now. Yeah, we got to change
Very
that.
Good.
James Brown, if you're listening. Make sure you change Matt Chipperfield's title in the Fishing Connection to Captain Matt Chipperfield.
Didn't pay all that money for nothing.
That's right, baby.
That is a thing of accomplishment. You know, I mean, I know that you go through the class, and some of it I was real familiar with. Some of it, I don't know about you, but I was totally unfamiliar with.
Yeah, navigating was the fun part. Navigation
plotting.
Charts. Yeah, that was usually the tougher part.
That was tough for me.
It is cool to learn a lot of stuff you didn't know meant anything. Lights, shapes,
all but like a lot of lingo too that some of the they use as though it was kind of foreign to me. But when you get that in your hand, you know, it is a feeling of getting your degree. I guess.
Fun.
But Matt, I want to ask you about we're talking about the fly rods and the reels. So what size reel, if somebody wanting to start out, would be a good size reel? And then what kind of line should they match that with? How does the line on those things work? I know you said they're weighted. So is the whole line itself weighted, or just the tippet of it's weighted? Or
If you look at the overall shape of fly line, usually the end of the fly line that connects to your fluoro or mono leader is going to have a bit of a cone shape, and that's where the weight comes from. And they'll have different shapes for different purposes, flats, fishing, short strike casting and flood tides, but in general, the end of your fly line is the fattest, heaviest part, and then once you get past about 30, 40, 50 yards of the front of the line, it goes into what is almost like the backing of the fly line, which is a much thinner part that you're not really casting when you have that in your hand. That's just to add extra line on the fly line. But the first 30 to 40 yards of fly line are the weighted section of it, and usually the last 15 to 10 feet are the thickest part, and that's what carries the fly line out.
So you got the business end, then you got the backup end.
How many yards do...
That's a great question. I would say probably no more than 60, 70, 80 to maybe maximum 100 on the bigger side of a fly line for bigger ones.
Okay.
That's not a whole lot.
Wow,
there's a lot of backing. There's a lot of backing on there, so you can fit a ton of backing. And that's what you'll hear guys say, he's got me into the backing. And
it
can happen pretty fast on a big fish on fly line.
Like a tarpon that we're talking about.
Exactly,
like
tarpon, bigger game, big jacks, even big black drum. I've had them take me into the backing on 8-weights. But in general, most of your inshore species, like trout and reds, usually won't take you into the backing unless you get a really juiced up one that runs like crazy. I mean, I've had a couple, bigger trout that are between 26 to 30 inches take me into backing because they can burst 30 yards at a time. But in general, usually you'll probably stay on your line a lot.
This may be a dumb question too. Now, when you throw a fly rod, is it strictly all artificial with a fly rod?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. You're not going to be able to fly. It's funny because when I was a kid, I used to think fly fishing was actually they're throwing flies, bugs, and I thought you were supposed to touch the water with a fly a couple times and then present it. I mean, it's a common misconception just because of the way it sounds. But yeah, you're using a range of materials. Real life furs and feathers from birds, or raccoon fur.
My buddy Ty uses deer skin.
Man,
I can get
you a good deal on that.
Yeah, deer hair, deer skin. I mean, most if not all of these materials are somewhat buoyant too. Some are more so than others. Like deer hair and all those things are very, very buoyant. So you can add some buoyancy to your fly that way. You can add little foam pieces for surface gurglers and poppers that you'll see now and then. But you feathers, fur, all sorts of stuff that you can use as.
Do
fly
you tie
material.
Your own flies?
I did. I taught myself how to tie flies. It was a pretty long struggle of a process. I watched a lot of YouTube videos. They do offer some fly tying lessons at Black Fly, and we do have fly tying night at Black Fly and at North Quan Outpost, where some of the more experienced tires will help you out with some patterns or show you some new things. But just time on the vise spent getting used to holding the spindle and the feathers and the materials in your hands on the hook. I compared it to like learning how to tie knots for the first time, like how you, okay. you know, when you start fishing, you've got to learn how to tie your knots quickly, how to be efficient with it, how to make sure they're clean. And you have to have that muscle memory in your fingers to be able to hold the line a right. certain way Absolutely. In certain areas. So
especially it's very much when you're on 50 mile an hour yeah. wind, you know,
exactly. exactly.
It's yeah. crazy how Same we thing. Can sit there and tie a knot, you know?
Yep.
And people ask me all the time on the boat, they're like, how can you do it so fast? I'm like, well, if you've done it as many times now as I have,
yeah.
time spent, exactly right.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, same thing on the vise, though, when you're tying flies, learning how to hold material.
That's a little bit too intricate for me. I think I'd rather just go, hey, how much is that?
Yeah.
Here you go.
But what's fun about being able to do that, it's more like the sense of accomplishment we were talking about earlier, like why I got into fly fishing in the first place. And that was one of the reasons why I was intrigued by fly fishing is being able to create your own artificial lure. I mean,
yeah,
there are
start
some
with
guys.
A, start with a hook
yeah.
and go find everything without buying yeah. anything. To
and, I mean, there's some so guys make who make their own fish. Plugs and stuff. And make
so,
yeah.
you can,
plastics,
so you can truly
but,
match the hatch if you want to then.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are
some really cool. talented guys who are northern. It tends to happen more up north. It can happen in the south now and then with our saltwater fishery. But up north where they go into, you know, literally have hatches that happen right on the stream when they're there, they can bring their box with all their materials, all their colors, see what's actually out there, and then go, okay, I need to tie this real quick, and they might actually do that. I know some people who have done it. I don't personally do that because it's just too intense to have a fly vise on the boat and do all that. But up there, they have so many bugs that might show up in a stream.
How long does one of your flies last? I mean, do you lose them quite often, or do you get them back?
That's a good question.
We keep them a little bit. It depends on what eats them and how much they mash them up. But, mm-hmm. you know, Bart Swab, I fish with him out in Guam a lot. He calls them ABC flies, already been chewed. And a lot of times,
right.
they don't have to look sexy a lot of times. They just have to look the right profile, the right color, and the right action.
Matt, how long are your charters?
I run 4 and 6 hour charters usually.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. You can reach us at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3. Or if you're at the house listening, or at work even, listening live streaming on your computer, check out the website at www.gonefishingshow.com. www.gonefishingshow.com.
Yeah, turn the boss on to it, too. Tell him to turn his radio on in his office. He'll listen to us. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rod.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the Microwave Guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at TAllenRods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back, and I believe we have a caller on the line. Goes by the name of Lisa, and Lisa's with the CCA.
Miss Lisa Fitzgerald.
How about it, young lady? How you doing?
I am doing fantastic now that I have a verified winner. Yes, sir. We have a verified winner out of Okaloosa County, and they actually took home, or will take home at the awards banquet, a brand new Pathfinder with a 150 Yamaha.
Wow.
A trolling motor and Minn Kota electronics. I'm sorry, Hummingbird electronics, Minn Kota trolling motor. It's absolutely a gorgeous boat, and that was for catching a tag redfish.
Wow.
Wonderful.
That's awesome.
What was the size on that red?
That was a 23-inch tag redfish that was caught up near Okaloosa County.
Good golly molly.
And this was caught last week?
It was caught last week. That was number six. We had number seven caught this week.
So we've already had six winners now?
No, they
weren't registered. Catches.
They
weren't registered.
Right.
So number seven was caught yesterday, and unfortunately, they were not properly registered and were unable to win in the competition. So
did they release the fish, Lisa?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful. Right. Where were they?
Thank you very much.
They were down in Fort Myers.
Nice.
Also, a lot of folks down south are picking up.
Okay. So we've got a lot happening, but it's not just about tag redfish.
Say that again, dear. I'm sorry.
Yes, not just about tag redfish. I need everyone to remember that they can catch trout, non-tag red. They can catch snook, dolphin, kingfish, and grouper, as well as tarpon, and submit them in the competition. It's not the biggest fish that wins.
So all those fish are tagged. Wow.
And also, you can go pick up trash, which exactly. I've been doing.
I'm telling you, that's not a hard thing, you know, to pick up a 5-gallon bucket full of garbage anytime you're near a boat ramp or on the water. It is shameful, but hopefully we're helping get those things picked up.
Yep. I've been trying to pick up at least between 1 and 3 buckets a day for the last week.
That is awesome. I've been seeing your entries and just so appreciative of it. And you know that kids have a chance at winning their share of $100,000 in college scholarships. Wow. And all they have to do also is catch either a snook, a trout, a redfish, dolphin, grouper, kingfish, or a tarpon, ladyfish, jack, or sheephead.
Jeez.
They got a lot of choices in the juniors.
They got a lot of choices. Inexpensive to get involved, and you can fish at any time. It's only $75 to get yourself registered if you're not a CCA member. If you are a Coastal Conservation Association member, it's only $40 to register yourself to participate in STAR. So it's a very simple process. Pick up your official measuring device at one of your distribution locations.
I still haven't gotten mine yet, by the way. Have you got yours?
Pardon me?
Okay. Nothing. I was talking about where to get the measuring device from.
Rick's got them at the shop, but
Rick's Bait and Tackle, West Marine.
Okay.
West Marine has them.
Strike Zone has them. Atlantic Marine has them. There's quite a few places that have them, so you can go pick them up. Academy stores. They're all over Jacksonville, so go pick one up. Make sure you have it on your boat, so in case you do catch that tag redfish, you're not out of luck.
All right.
Well, I'm trying to win me a new truck, so I'm fishing for a new truck.
So, Lisa,
well, you guys have plenty of redfish up there, Duval County. We released five. You had one angler catch one and keep it, so you now only have four in Duval County.
And then St. John's County also had four.
Nassau County has three, and then you've got St. John's County that has four.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So, Lisa,
there's a lot of chances.
Lisa, Nassau only has three?
Nassau is a very small county, and it only has three.
Okay, right. I got you. So three, four, and four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
You got a bunch of fish
there's
up that
fish
way.
Floating around,
so everybody needs to get out there and go fishing and enjoy it, and make sure you're registered. It's very inexpensive.
So if you catch I have a question for you, Lisa. You may have said this, and I apologize if I misunderstood you. So, if you catch a trout that's tagged, is that also...
There's no tagged trout.
I thought you said there was tagged trout a while ago, did you?
No.
No, it's
just
fish.
Trout. Trout is a fish that you
did
can
you
catch.
Say trout a minute ago?
Not
the
tagged.
The only fish that are tagged are redfish and dolphins. All the other species are untagged, and you only have to have a minimum size fish.
Okay, so what's the criteria as far as how they judge the... if you catch a really solid trout and you submit it,
so
what's the criteria for the judgment?
We pay out first through sixth place. It's not the biggest fish that wins. Every day that you fish, you can submit a trout entry as long as it's a legal fish. At the end of the competition, we will draw for first place, which is a brand new boat. It's a stump knocker boat with a 40-horsepower motor and float-on trailer. And then you have second through sixth, which all vary. We have brand new rods and reels, marine electronics, brand new props. So they're really great prizes, and those are guaranteed prizes, and it's not the biggest fish that wins.
Okay, I got you.
So the more fish that you enter into the contest, the better chances you have of winning.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And
so
guys, you can go out to any of the Fishing Connection distributor points that carries the Fishing Connection. We have all that information in there that you can actually take and read it. And we are running the CCA info in the Fishing Connection, and it's basically a full page of all the information in detail. And everything that this young lady is telling you right now, you can actually take it, rip that page out, put it on your person, and then you actually know what you're doing and what you're not doing.
Well, and the measuring device has all that information on it, too.
Correct.
So yep.
Pick up your Fishing Connection and pick up your measuring device, and you guys should be all set.
Yep.
Say, hey, Lisa, by the way, so were you actually out fishing yesterday? Did I understand that correctly or not?
Yes, I was.
What did you catch yesterday?
We went 2 for $3 on sales. We had a 25-pound wahoo, a 20-pound kingfish, and just a litany of bonita.
You got it rough, don't you, dear?
Are you on the water now?
Yes, sir, I am.
It sounds like God
bless you.
And what are we after today?
Today I was just messing around trying to find some trout and some snook and redfish for a little interchapter challenge that our organization puts on out of River Palm Cottages. So we found a few trout. We found some snook. Couldn't get them to eat. It's an all-artificial tournament. So hopefully tomorrow will give us a little better better cooperation.
All right, dear. Well, thank you very much for calling us and giving us an update on the CCA tournament and the STAR tournament. We appreciate it very much, and good luck on the water day, okay?
Well, thank you, you guys, and I hope that one of you will call me and tell me you are registered and have a fish.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
I would love to be the person making that call to her.
Pathfinder.
No, that's rough.
I'm fishing for a truck.
I'll take the boat all day.
Yeah.
That Pathfinder.
Just bring your checkbook, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paid him taxes.
You ain't taking it nowhere that man gets his check.
Yeah, paid him taxes on it.
Yep. That's right. But I'd write a check for something like that any day, buddy.
I could darn sure use a brand new GMC pickup truck.
I will pull out the credit card.
Category. And it's a full size, too.
All righty. Well, Jeff, what's been going on with you this week, sir? You done any fishing?
A little bit of fishing, yeah. I went last night.
He is trying to win that truck, isn't
he? Oh, yeah, man, I want that truck bad. But, yeah, I went out chasing star redfish. Couldn't find one.
Find any redfish, though?
We got into a few. Was fishing over with Cousin Craig.
Oh, I saw those pictures.
Yeah, he got some nice ones last night. All we did, we got a bunch of little small ones.
No, he was the Browns out there. That's the picture he posted.
Were y'all boating or paddling?
Boat.
Oh, with your boat?
Yeah. Well, he was in his boat. I had Carol.
Okay.
Is the storm going to kill us? Should we sit here another 20 minutes while the lightning stops?
So he gets him a boat, Matt. Now my phone doesn't ring. I see how it is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I see how it is, Joe. How'd it run? Did it run good?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's cool.
Yeah, no issues.
Good deal.
Got out of there.
So how about you, Matt? I guess you had a trip this morning.
Matt's always fishing.
Yep, made a trip this morning. It was a good one. Caught a couple decent-sized trout. Biggest one was around 20, 21. Chased the black drum for a couple hours and harassed them. We pulled one of them out.
Were they big ones?
Yeah, they're all big, but we got one that was pretty standard, about 27 inches.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You said standard?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some.
That's not the big ones. Him,
we don't have the jetty
monsters. That's not the monsters,
but
man.
There's some bigger ones in there. There's some 35s in there.
Is there a lot of holes? 40s. Is there a lot of holes in the lake? I know when we went out for Heroes, I was coming up on my readings of maybe 4.5. What was I telling you? I
hit 6-foot like hole. 3.7, and he got all excited.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Gone Fishing.
That was a hole.
Yeah.
All right. This is Gone Fishing standard 27-inch. Wow. So you're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Give us a call here at 904-296-2692. Check us out on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 or check us out on the web at www.gonefishingshow.com. Fishing with no G. Gone Fishing Show.
Stand by. I'll be right back.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
The boss is walking the aisles of the showroom floor. He sees a couple of scratched watercraft, dented motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Someone's gonna get the axe. It's the annual scratch and dent sale going on now at Jacksonville Power Sports. Save thousands store-wide on shiny new or even slightly blemished watercraft, motorcycles, ATVs, or even side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, half mile west of 295. Check out the carnage at JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5, and you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
D-Dice Roofing is your flat roof specialist. D-Dice Roofing is licensed and insured and has been serving this area for 40 years. D-Dice Roofing will fix that problem. D-Dice will fix a leak for residential and commercial flat roofs. BBB rated 5 out of 5 stars. D-Dice Roofing also can fix most other roof leaks for only $100. Call 591-2323, 904-591-2323. Flat roof or any roof leak, call D-Dice Roofing.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back. And in studio today, as mentioned before, we have Mr. Jeff Altman, American Trappers. What do you do in American Trappers, Jeff? Tell everybody. You ain't actually got into some details about what you do with American Trappers. Tell us about it.
I do nuisance wildlife removal.
Okay.
I catch critters.
You catch critters. So they call you. They got a critter, they call you. And if it's a cat in a tree, you say call the fire department. The fire department says
much.
Call Jeff. So what do you do?
Yeah, no, I don't mess with cats up trees. Tell them to call.
We have a special guest
climber.
At home, Jeff. We got a special guest that's on the water, I think, as we speak.
All right.
Is this Captain Leon?
Boy, shaking, baby.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Man.
What's going on with you, buddy?
I'm sunburned.
That's probably from towing that boat back the other day.
Nothing the 40-ounce steak won't take care of.
I did that. I actually hit that up yesterday.
Made you feel better, didn't it?
Yeah, I got a letter in the mail from my doctor's office with my blood results, and it said everything with the cholesterol is high, so I thought I'd beat it down with another 40-ounce steak yesterday.
Oh, your cholesterol's probably like glue, isn't it?
I laugh at cholesterol. I just laugh at it.
I want extra in mine.
So, Leon, I got this picture you sent me. Looks like you guys are out there beating up some what are those things, big old jacks, I guess?
Yeah, we, had some clients today just wanted to go get something that would tug on a line. I went, I know exactly what to go play with then.
Yeah, I saw you at the dock at Mayport.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
You went past me last week in Shad. I was in the kayak.
Was I towing something?
No, not at the time. Early in the morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, Shad Creek. My bad. I was thinking Pablo for a second.
No.
Forgive me, guys. I am absolutely sunbaked right now. I just got off the water. It is just brutal out there.
Did you have a whole lot of wind today, Leon, out there, though?
There's plenty of breeze out there, but damn. I mean,
it's hot.
it's just brutally hot out there with the breeze. And I mean,
stifling.
The mistake people make is you just do not drink enough water. You got to constantly pound water when you're out on something like this because, you know, you don't think about, you know, gosh, it's really hot. Even if this breeze stopped, I'd be really in a lot of pain. But you just keep going. And then all of a sudden you're like, why am I exhausted? Why do I not want to get up? Why am I cramping? You know, yada, yada, yada. But
Leon, if you had called in about 45 minutes ago, I gave away a brand new Suzuki hat you could have used.
That's okay.
Hey, Leon, did you guys hit the beach today to catch some pogies or anything like that? Or?
Oh, yeah. The beach is just absolutely stacked with pogies. Matter of fact, I found pogies from 6 feet of water all the way up to 30 feet of water today.
Wow,
I mean, you can see all the bait up close, and if you go out in the deep water, I mean, just look for the giant mud balls. I mean, it's pretty darn simple.
That's cool.
Seen a little bit of everything. Saw a skyrocketer today. Saw some spinner sharks, some tarpin.
I'm going to say, so you saw those tarpin sharks out there then. Tarpon, what
I
want to get
it's all out there.
Nice. We got Captain Matt Chipperfield in studio with us today, Leon.
Hey, good evening. Good morning.
How you doing,
good,
Leon? Yeah,
good God, I'm just tired. Sorry, I'm just all discombobulated, man. My head has not resetted yet.
That's all right. So how's the bite been down in the valley, buddy?
It's tough. There's fish there, but it's tough. I mean, the water salinity is somewhere between a 6 and an 8, and it should be around an 18. So it is what it is. With all the fresh water that's being dumped out of Sawgrass and all the water that's being dumped out of DDOT Ranch, you know, it's got nowhere to go, you know, so... You know, it's not going to filter out because we're too far away from
the inlet.
St. Augustine. We're too far from Mayport, so it's just got to do its natural blend. So if it stopped raining today, it might be better in a month.
No kidding. But, is that bad, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It reminds me of Irma.
What's the temperature?
Golly bumps.
It was like 85 degrees yesterday.
Ooh, that's bath water.
It is. It was 85.8 on yesterday.
I flipped my script. I'm not fishing the low tides anymore right now. I'm fishing the high tides, fishing, you know, deeper spots. You know, I'm keeping it pretty simple. You know, fishing live mud minnows on knocker rigs, or I'm using cut crab up against the oyster beds or in the grass. You know, these fish are foraging around. I mean, they're not schooling up worth a darn right now because of this water salinity. So, you know, I'm just being opportunistic down in the valley. I did pretty well yesterday. It's hit and miss, honestly, Donnie. You got to keep plugging along. And, you know, if I'm not fishing from 6 to 10, I'm off the water by 11, by God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to fish. I'm not going to fish the weekends, and I'm not going to fish after 11.
Are you still launching at the Valley and driving up, or are you launching up here?
I do what now?
Are you launching at the Valley and then coming in, or are you launching
no,
up?
No, today I came up to Mayport.
Okay. Long,
but, you know, being in the valley is where I usually belong. If you see me out of the valley, you know something went wrong.
Yeah, you know? I saw that this morning. I was like, it must be bad down there, or he's after something specific up here.
Well, we've had over 20 days of rain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, last week we had 20 days in a row of rain. So that, and I mean, we're talking frog stranglers.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I heard that's what they had there yesterday afternoon, too.
It's been pouring here.
It woke me up out of my afternoon nap.
That's horrible.
It is, man. My dog's like, dude, you don't want to go outside when I agree with you guys.
Wow.
But it looks like you guys had a good day, though. It's like y'all did some serious cranking on those suckers. How big were those things?
Big. Really big.
call them Hour Jacks when they get that big. It takes an hour to kill them.
They're big enough that I don't want to tug. They looked at me, you want to catch one? No.
No. Exactly.
No, I don't want nothing to do with that thing.
It looked fun, though. That's some serious pulling buddy.
They caught two apiece, and they were done for the day. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I'm not going to tug on a 30-plus pound jack and let them beat me to death. clients love that stuff.
That's what clients are for.
I say you've got a new policy. Is that correct?
Catch and release?
Catch and release, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's working good. Okay?
Yeah, it's working fine.
Good.
I got no problems with it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just, you know, you got to give back in some way to Mother Nature because, I mean, in the long run, if you just keep taking, there's nothing going to be left to take in a while.
Yep. Oh, I agree 100%, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, it's just easy peasy, you know. I mean, some people, all they want to do is just catch and release. A lot of people, they want to take one or two fish home. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I mean.
They want to take a meal home. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I got no problem with that. If you're going to pay $400 to go fishing with me, I pretty much expect you to take a fish home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, I got no problem cutting you 10% slack if you want to catch and release. Hey, by all means.
And then you ain't got to clean it.
No. I just pull right up to the ramp and go inside and get myself a 40-ounce and a beer.
Well, how's the Maverick treating you? By the way, folks, this is Captain Leon Dana with Palm Valley Charters down there in the Palm Valley, Ponte Vedra area. How's the Maverick doing, buddy?
Oh, she's getting along just fine, you know, as long as I don't find something too dry at low tide. I tell you what, man, it's been low in a couple spots.
This is Leon's tow service.
You know what, Leon, I want to ask you about that because I've noticed, and maybe you, Matt, also, have you noticed like the last week or so, even the tides haven't been, I know they were a negative week before last, but last couple of days, you know, maybe like a 0.3 or something like that.
It's been unbelievably low. It's been like 0.5, 0.6 low.
It's the west winds.
It's been way low.
Sucking all the water off.
Sure. Man, I tell you, some of it's been so shallow in some of the places I normally fish where I can sit through the whole entire tide cycle and I'm almost high and dry, you know,
I went into a creek that I fish quite often in my kayak, and I was like pulling up my drive, and from that point, I was like worried about getting stuck inside of this little creek that I've been in a thousand times.
Yeah, it's been really
Hey, you know how many times we've been back in marker 8 and I got stuck at the first of the year. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I should have gone video live with that one. The way I got stuck in there.
Yeah, I got stuck last week myself, buddy, so it happens.
Hey,
yeah,
what's
so
going on with
sure.
What's going on with your toy? You're not flying it no more?
Oh, well, I've been busy with moving the house, so I haven't had time to play with the toys.
Okay.
You know, you only so much time, and by God, I got to fit in my nap time in the middle of the day. So, being an old man and it's hot outside, rather let's go fly a drone or go take a nap.
Exactly. Yeah.
Take a nap.
Yep.
Did you did you find your new spot down there yet? You still looking?
Oh no, I got a spot.
Okay.
I bought a house down in Bayard.
Did you really?
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congrats, man.
You real country now.
I talked to you last week. I didn't know you had. I guess I forgot to ask you, maybe. But
yes, sir.
Well, congratulations, buddy. Glad to hear it.
So,
a little farther drive though now, aren't you?
Dude, it's only like about another 5 to 7 minute drive.
Is that all it is? Well, that's good though. Still,
cool. It's not Bartram Springs, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's actually on the other side, behind that Red Rooster bar.
I got
you'll say you're about the Red Rooster.
Oh Lord!
Yeah.
Oh man!
Hang out, man. When I come back to charters.
All right, buddy. Thank you for giving us a call, man. Appreciate it, buddy. I'll haunt you later, man.
All right, take care.
Captain Leon Dana. All right, y'all stand by. We got one more segment. And we're going to get into some more with Captain Matt Chipperfield. We got him in here today. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Red light on, and we're back. We got one more segment. Usually in the last segment, we usually give it to the main guest of the show. And then
we need to give a special shout-out to Rick. Rick. Hope he's feeling better. You know, the guy that sits in the seat that you're usually in.
Oh, he sits in my seat.
Yeah. A little bit under the weather, yeah. But hopefully he's feeling better. I know you're listening, Rick.
He's listening. I told him to call.
Give you a shout out, buddy.
He's still not well enough to pick the phone up and dial the number. So.
I thought you meant my buddy named Rick. My buddy named Rick Bell.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Nah. I fish with him tomorrow.
Rick Mr. Bell, Rick Hale.
Yeah.
No, Rick's doing fine.
Yep.
Got some notice that there's a possibility he might be back next Friday.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be great.
Not 100%, but we will know later
better
on.
Better be at 6 feet under.
Yeah, I'll know later on next week if he will be back, and then I'm going to take a couple of months off. So
good for you.
So it'll be y'all. Yeah, I'm going.
By that time.
I'm going to Tahiti.
Ooh, you're right.
No.
Yeah. In his mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Captain Matt.
Like that picture, he's sleeping on the beach. Like
are you
in.
Pretty booked up?
Relatively. I mean, I'm still trying to put as many people on there as I can.
Okay.
Enough. I mean, it's got to grow. You know, any business, you want to get more and more.
Are you doing doubles?
On occasion, yeah. I mean, Don can probably attest to that. It comes in waves.
Right.
You know,
it's
weather dependent always, but it comes in waves. You'll have, you know, a week or so with not a whole lot going on, and then the next week you have 4 or 5 phone calls in one day, and you're double stacking if you have to. But
yeah. Do you like doing doubles? I've gotten to where if I can really move them around, I try not to do them
I don't particularly like to do it because it seems like at either the morning or the evening, or even the afternoon, depending on when the tide is coming through, someone's going to get priority on a better session just
correct.
Because it might have better conditions.
Correct.
But with the lake not being tidal, a lot of times the morning is the best time as far as your lack of winds and conditions.
From like a mental standpoint or a physical standpoint.
I mean, physically, yeah, it takes a toll. Like mm-hmm. Leon was talking about his midday nap. I mean, you're probably going to have to shut down for a little while and, you know, fuel the furnace with some food and then get back out there.
I had one
40 ounces.
I mean, I had one, you know, a few weeks ago it was 7 to 11:30. Got there, meet me at the ramp at 1:30 for the next one. So I mean, 45-minute turnaround, and just by the end of the afternoon, I was pretty gassed.
Oh yeah, you're definitely tired. You barely even want to clean the boat or do anything. You just want to go home and sit down, and it's hard to even take a shower at that point. You get so tired.
Well, that guy only sleeps 3 hours a day anyway.
Well, I can't help that, but still, that doesn't mean I don't get tired though.
Yeah, but always looking to get more clients and put people on the water, and you know we got flood tide coming up, which is something that I'm trying to specialize my charters in. You know, if I had to describe myself as what I specialize in my fish, it's targeting trophy trout and then flood tide. Flood
so,
tide
what's the percentage of fly to
in the flood tide?
Yeah.
And the flood tide, it's probably at anywhere from 75 to 90% fly fishermen, just because right. it's more efficient that way. You can get it done on a spin rod. I don't want to tell anybody, you know, don't come fish with me if you don't want to fly fish, but right. it can be done on a spinning rod. It's just you tend to spook a few more fish because the presentations on a spinning rod are a little bit larger.
Yeah.
Most of the time when these fish, these redfish and sheephead are in the flood tide, they're targeting small crabs that are on the grasses, crickets, spiders, worms in the mud.
The snail-looking things.
Snails. You know, they're after very small things, which is why the flood tide on fly is a bit easier, because you can tie little puffs of fur and black fibers that look like these crabs or these snails, things like that.
Matt, are most of your clients, are they fly folks, or do you cater
yet.
To fly folks? Or
I still have probably about 20% are fly, 80% are still traditional spin tackle charters, just gotcha. Because, you know, the fly fishing niche is a little bit more specialized, and black fly has a pretty solid hold on what they do have in this town as far as the fly fishermen. And they've been Andrew's been kind enough to send me some guides here and
there.
He's a good
dude. I like
good
him.
Guy,
like,
really good
really
guy.
Good guy, yeah.
But, yeah, it's still traditional spin tackle charters, and I can still make it happen. You just have to change your approach as far as how often you twitch and move the lures. Everything has to go weedless, obviously. But, you know, paddle tails, fluke tails, slow rolled or twitched through the grass usually work. You don't want to burn your soft plastics through the grass. You're probably going to spook a lot of fish doing that. Mm-hmm. But when the redfish that's in the grass, the only reason they're in there is
to
eat. So
right.
if you find one in there, he's going to be aggressive. He's probably going to look to eat something. But yeah, you can always get it done.
I hope it'll be your fly.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
So you also said that you do fly classes.
Yeah, we do fly
when
classes.
Do you have a certain night that those are done? Or
you basically just call North Guana Outpost, and either I or Gabe Lefebvre is a guy who works there as well. Either he or I will be able to give you a lesson. You just basically call and say, hey, I'm interested in learning how to fly
fish. What's the number of folks can reach you guys at, you know, off the top of your head?
I don't know it off the top of my head, but you can do, you know, Google search right now, and they have North Guana Outpost number right there. My number is 904-610-8501. If you ever want to call and set up a charter or a fly lesson or get some info, be more than happy to talk with you.
Facebook page as well.
Facebook page, Chips Goes to Charters, and the website will be up and running hopefully within the next couple of weeks.
Good deal.
Yep. Congratulations on getting your captain license too, Bridget.
Thank you very much,
man.
Good deal. It's been a process, but we got there.
It is. How long did it take to get your license? Just curious. I mean, I mean, from the point you mailed it off.
I actually, when I mailed it off, it only took 2 weeks. It was quick. It was quick turnaround.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I actually didn't mail it off, though. I drove it to Charleston. I have friends in Charleston that I fish with offshore now and then, and I made a bit of a trip of it, and they said that it, you know, it gives you a bit of sense of mind to hand it to the lady. She'll look at it, make sure you're not missing anything. You know, missed any signatures or check boxes and all that stuff. And I asked her face to face, you know, how long you think the turnaround is going to be? Because I've heard anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months, which would
mine
be terrible.
3 months. And I set mine back to sea school. Yeah, they do the check.
She told me, like, look, we haven't had very many applications in the last, you know, couple of weeks. It should only be about 2 weeks max. If you don't hear back in 2 weeks, give me a call. So
I sent mine up to Boston.
I went to Charleston, and they were
treating
me well.
That's where the flood tide guys are at, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of fly fishing. You want to talk about a fly fishing niche. There,
and my buddy
up there.
Jason Shaw was up there.
Yeah.
And
I love Charleston.
Jason's ridiculous fly fisherman.
Yeah. It's, you know, what you talked about earlier about kind of an elitist mindset with fly fishermen. It definitely exists.
Yeah, let me clear something up, because I get blasted all the time. I wasn't knocking on fly fishermen. I wasn't saying that they were this or that.
No,
I'm just trying to...
I can tell you as a spin fisherman and a fly fisherman, there's definitely a little bit of a headache.
Taking out of context, you know, the last thing I've said.
No. Yeah, they, you know, if you get a guy who's giving somebody, you know, heat for throwing bait or pitching an artificial spin lure.
Chunker.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that. Everyone has their niche. Everybody has their thing, and I like doing both. I still spin fish now and then. I'm a topwater addict when it comes to spin fishing, so mm-hmm. I always like throwing that. It's hard to mimic the dog walking action of a plug when you have a fly, so it's a little different. But yeah, as far as the flood tide fishing,
that's what y'all do,
sure,
man. You ought to create you a fly that can mimic that, you know. And
you, I'm sure
patent
there's someone
Joker
out there
and
listening
then,
right
cash
now.
In,
like,
you
I know,
know
one,
yeah.
but I don't. So.
Right,
guys. I want to sincerely appreciate our guests in studio today, Mr. Jeff Altman, American Trappers, Captain Matt Chipperfield, Chips Coastal Charters, and Captain Don Taylor Jr., Inshore Outdoor,
yes sir,
Fishing Charters,
yes sir,
and Jeff and Captain Don are both part of this show, and we sincerely appreciate you coming in, especially since Rick is out. Could you imagine having me by
Get
myself
back,
for two
Hurry.
Hours?
No.
Hurry,
FCC
Rick.
Would be outside in front waiting to pick me
It'd
up.
Be a bunch of dead air.
Show.
They'd be like,
All right, everybody, please be careful this weekend. Enjoy it. Stay cool. And we'll see you next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.